the possible attention that you could focus on it. It's so significant in terms of now you've got the legislative branch joining the judicial and the executive, people who are elected in every corner of the country, with people who are appointed and people who serve for life, and it just strikes me as being the last piece to show that this country is truly matching its responsibilities now, and that I would think that it deserves some real niche in history, and may even provide an opportunity for you to address the nation for 5 or 10 minutes, asking people to understand it and to try to go along with its very simple and its very basic appeals to justice, to fairness, to equality, and to conscience. I know that when President Kennedy signed the housing order, executive order on housing, it was done really almost in the dark of the night. He just interrupted a little letter he was writing to sign it, but he had such a sense of history as he decided he couldn't quite sign such a momentous thing without some record of it, and had Cecil Stoughton come in and take a few shots of him doing it. But the timing was such on that one, he really wanted to slide it by. But this one is so major and so much in the public eye, I would think that there could even be criticism if it were done without any ceremony. And some people who devoted a lot of time and energy to it, I should think, would want to be some little participation in such a momentous act.
Where are you going to stop it?
I mean, in terms of who comes in?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do it on national television, you could stop it pretty short at some congressional leadership, because then everybody is in effect participating in it. I should think that'd make it easier. If you do it without television cameras, well, then there's a little problem. There'll be considerable jockeying by congressional people who will want to be there, and some of the civil rights leaders and groups that have really devoted a lot of energy to it. I could list a few alternative possibilities. My own reaction is that it's just tailor-made for the kind of a talk that you could make that would just show make the difference between the way President Eisenhower responded to that Supreme Court decision in 1954, when it was sort of a grudging willingness to enforce the law without even saying that he thought the law was right as they had interpreted it. And I think that just provides an opportunity to, for you as president of all the people, to take a few moments of their time to impress upon them what they can do to make this thing work and why it's right on the moral basis.
Well, get busy working up your statement. Let's try to keep it 500-600 words.
All right, and I won't tell anyone, just to see how long it takes for this to leak out.
No one will know it but me and you.
All right, sir.
Okay.